If you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
My favorite part in the Bible is a story where the Israelites are hearing at the base of Mount Sinai. Moses has just gone to get to have a encounter with God. And they say, what did God say? And Moses explains, God said, Lo b'shamayim hi, it is not in the heavens that you shall say, who will go up to the heavens to get us these commandments so that we can do them? And neither are the commandments of God across the sea, that we should send someone under the sea, like the Epic of Gilgamesh does, to have find truth there. No, God says through Moses, the true commandments of God are in your hands, in your mouth, and in your heart, so that you can easily do them. I love this, and I love the fact that Moses has just gone up to the top of the mountain, and Moses says that's not where the true commandments of God are. The true commandments of God are in your mouth, in your hands, and in your heart, so that you can do them. I mean, think about it. If you were God and you wanted to make sure that every person were able to find truth, enlightenment, joy, nirvana, peace, happiness, there's only one place you could possibly put. Where would you put the treasure map? There's only one place to put the treasure map. And that's it. Within people's hands, within people's mouths, in their hearts. There's a quote from the Gospel of Luke, and it says in Luke 17:20, the kingdom of God does not come if you watch for it, nor will anyone be able to say it is here or it is there, for the kingdom of God is within you. And Dogen, a 13th century Japanese man, says, if you can't find the truth where you are, where do you expect to find it? It's got to be within. The only thing that I can control, and it takes practice, and it takes doing, but I can do it. The only thing I can control, really, is my reaction to the world. My perspective, and I have some ability to control my perspective. My perspective is within me. My perspective can change a prison into a monastery, can turn a bad situation into a learning opportunity. Now, don't try to do this with, oh, you just got a cancer diagnosis, but we can learn, we can practice, we can take reality as it is. And if you don't do it very well, you can learn to, and I can help teach you to do it. Let me send you lots and lots of love in you and your quest to find truth within. If you like this work, please sign up, make a donation. Help me to continue to spread this good word.